Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, this is Note to Self, and I'm your host, Peyton Sarton. From Q&As and breakup tips to simply navigating every stage of life, Note to Self is a space to get messy, explore new perspectives, and ultimately empower yourself and others. Grab some wine or a mocktail, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. All right, y'all. Today is a little bit of a different episode. I have two interesting ladies.
Interesting.
Okay. I have Iman and Kristen on the podcast. You guys have both been
on
separately.
Can you do a little bio of both of us a little bit?
I was going to actually have you do your own bio.
I think you should do it.
So where do I start? Kristen, my ex-best friend, turned best friend again. Y'all remember her from the ex-best friend episode. Good. Everyone say hi to Kristen. Iman has been an interesting part of my life. How to describe Iman? Iman is so hot that it doesn't make sense, but then she's also so strange. Mm. And it's just a good combo to have in
that
a friend.
You want to be on her close friend story. Let's
you
just say that.
You do want close friends.
Oh, shit.
It's you so want, weird.
Her specific humor is something that I think probably is what helped bring Peyton and I back together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I received that. I received that. Yeah.
Can y'all give us a little bio about your who you are externally? Like, what's your job? Where do you live, et cetera?
Oh, that's a tough question these days.
So my name's Iman. I do social strategy for startups. So I'm a consultant, mm-hmm. and I consult with startups on strategy and marketing across like all their platforms, channels, mm-hmm. social media, everything.
She grew up here in LA.
I grew up in LA from here.
I met Iman in a group while we were going out when I was 21. So I've known Iman for 9 years. She's our resident, what would you rather person.
Yes.
Around our friend group.
Oh, wait. I have a couple in my notes app.
Okay. I want to do TikToks of them. I want that to be a series.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, other than that, I'm just a girl.
She's just a girl.
Just a girl, not yet a woman.
Mm-hmm. Cree.
My name's Kristen Ritchie, and I have been in LA for 9 years. I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I do a myriad of things. I am a stylist, and I also post pictures of myself on Instagram and get paid for it. And people could do that more again, honestly. Mm-hmm. I'm accepting work. And then, you know, I like organize my friend's closet. I like, you know, just like sell clothes. I don't know.
You just do whatever. You just do whatever you need to do.
Went on tour accidentally.
Yeah.
That was an interesting time.
Yeah.
She lived on a tour bus.
Lived on a tour bus for 2.5.
Oh, and she's the resident hot toddy drinker. She will go out and order a hot toddy anywhere.
Anywhere you are, if it's available.
Any hour of the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anywhere.
So I wanted to have these two on today. We are drinking our spritzes and our coffee and our water and Celsius. We've got a lot of beverages. But I wanted to have them on today to talk about some pretty bad date stories from the audience. And I got a lot of submissions for this. Thank you guys so much for submitting. Some of them were worse than others. Some of them were more confessions. And there were so many confessions that I was like, let's just do a full confessions episode. So today is going to be more about like bad dates or experiences with men. And with you guys, first of all, I want to know if either of you have any off top of the head really bad date stories or like just traumatizing situationship breakups that you are willing to share.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, my gosh.
She knows.
Well, there's actually a few of those in here. So it's on brand. And or if any of these inspire you to share and remind you of something, please share. But off top, do you guys have anything to share?
I would say like my go-to like funny date story that I tell is like the one-handed.
What?
I forgot about him.
Oh my God. Okay. So it was bad. It was bad on my end because like my humor is just, there's a fine fucking line between dry and being a dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I had matched with this guy and we had the best banter going back and forth. Mm-hmm. Everything was like so sarcastic and like he was getting the bits. Everything was kind of a joke. So we set the date where we're going to go, the time, everything. And then he's like, hey, by the way, I only have one hand. And like sometimes that freaks people out. So I just wanted to let you know.
He wants tears.
And I go and I was like, oh, weird. Like all of a sudden I'm feeling really sick. I won't be able to make it. Thinking that he is joking because like, again, the banter, like if you read the text, it was so dry and all of that, that like he would have done that. And also it's like we set the fucking like time and place and then you're going to tell me. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just like I thought it was a bit. So I'm in the Uber on the way to the date and I texted him. I'm like 10 minutes away. And he is like, oh, you said you weren't feeling well. And I was like, oh, I was joking. And he was like, oh, yeah, I thought you were being serious. And I was like, oh, well, I was just joking because you were. And he was like, I wasn't joking. I have one hand. And I go back and look at his profile. And sure enough, his right arm, his right hand had been hidden in every single photo. So I like almost, it's like I almost like stood up myself. Yeah. Like I made someone stand me up accidentally because of my humor. And it was really life reevaluating. Wait,
had you, I guess you just hadn't realized, obviously.
Right. Didn't hit me until he was like, I was like, obviously I was joking. What do you mean? And then I was like, oh my God, if you're not joking.
What do you think about that?
Yeah. Like if you didn't think I was joking, you're not joking. Mm-hmm. You've got one hand,
sir. He's so serious.
Yeah.
When is the right time to bring up that?
Yeah, that's the thing. Though?
I know, you know what I mean? Right?
Like, but I feel like maybe not after like date time, like maybe ask me if you want to go out, tell me about the hand, then maybe we set the day and time.
Okay.
Or make it obvious in your profile photos.
Don't hide it. And then everyone was like, well, did you like go out with him? And I was like, guys, I don't think he wanted to. Like, I made a joke about me feeling ill all of a sudden because he said he had one hand.
Oh, God.
So...
But he was hot otherwise.
Yeah, great conversation. Mm-hmm. But
seems like you ruined that one.
Seems like, yeah.
Iman, do you want to like take a second? Iman just started sobbing, crying.
Suddenly I'm feeling really sick. I know you thought that was like so funny.
I know. I did.
Oh my God. No, I have like really embarrassing ones that I won't share, but I don't have like a funny one like that. I generally feel like I can twist first dates to be kind of like fun and funny. One time I've never had like a mutually bad first date. I've had one where I hated the guy and I thought he was terrible, but I could tell he was enjoying himself. I sat down one time and we were not like before we could even order our food, we had nothing to talk about.
Wait, is this the guy that you end up being like, okay, this date can be over? Didn't happen recently where like it was like,
I forgot about that. No, this is a different guy. It was so awkward the whole time to the point where he was like, okay, like, I'm ready. He got up to leave, and we, like, didn't have the check. I was like, hey, we didn't. And he was like, oh, crap. And then he sat back down, and then we had to, like, wait for the check. And it was just, we hated each other. But it was fine. Like,
yeah.
It was terrible. Yeah. So it was like, I've had bad vibes.
What about the most recent one? Can you share it, the one you forgot about?
Yeah. We matched. We met up, and it was embarrassing because I told my parents I was going on a date. Mm-hmm. And so they were, like, there with me getting ready and stuff. And then, obviously, they're going to check in after. So I go on this date, and halfway through, he's like, you're not going to like me. I was like, what? And he's like, I could just tell, like, you're so great, and I could just tell I'm not the kind of, like, you're not going to like me. And I was like,
okay.
mind you, we just ordered food. Why do people have the worst timing ever?
You have just ordered food.
If we don't have the food, if we don't have the check, where are we going from here? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So he was like, you're not gonna like me. I was like, okay, well, let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. Why do you say that? And he was like, you know, you checked your phone once. And I was like, I checked my phone for 20 seconds. And I said, I'm so sorry, 1 second. And then mm-hmm. I put my phone away. I could just tell you like weren't really in it from that moment. And I was like, okay, like,
are we in a fight? Are we in our first fight?
Did I go home?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, well, someone that I like wouldn't say that. So I'm going to go. And so
she literally
got my Uber and I left. And then my parents called me and they're like, how was it? You know, that's so embarrassing.
Did you pull a story out of your ass or did you tell
them? I just told them the truth. And like, it was so embarrassing. I was even more mad at him because then I had to tell my parents that mm-hmm. was so embarrassing. And they were like, oh, well, you know, there'll be other people. And I was like, yeah.
I feel like that kind of vibe sometimes happens to you a lot. Like where you're like, okay, you try to buy in and they do something or say something and you like immediately cut it off. Because I feel like there's more times you've been like, okay, bye. You leave a date earlier.
Well, I'm a very like, okay, bye, like kind of girl. I do not linger. I'm just mm-hmm. over it. I don't mm-hmm. have the time. I don't have the time.
I went on a few months ago, it was a similar vibe where we just both like, we were like basically arguing the whole day. Like,
that's happened to me too.
Yeah, like we were trying to like make small talk and I would like say something very matter of fact and you'd be like, And I would just like, but I still made myself get two drinks. Like I'm so annoying. I need to learn to be like, okay, bye.
You need something for an interaction.
Yeah, I just literally leave. I'll just like, okay,
I wanted to. I was just like,
I was going to say, usually the guys that I fight with right off the bat, we actually have good, like, physical chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think the physical chemistry was there enough at all.
Yeah, to make it fun.
No.
It was more just like, I literally fucking can't stand
you. I just was
like,
oh. Can you leave? I'm trying to have a drink.
Today's episode is sponsored by Quince. So who does not love the good things in life? I feel like Note to Self is all about the little luxuries and attainable luxury and the small things that make us happy. And I mean, let's be honest, I like big luxury as well. Even though I enjoy a little luxury, it doesn't always mean that I can afford it in like a smart way, you know, until I discovered Quince. Quince is my go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14-karat gold jewelry, which might be my favorite part. All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I absolutely love that. My current favorite from Quince that I cannot stop wearing is the 100% organic cotton boyfriend crew sweater. I have it in navy. It comes in a number of colors, though. It fits perfectly. And for the cold weather, especially now that I know for a fact that I'll be moving to Milwaukee, you know, Midwest, I am stocking up on sweaters even more. Just to give you an example of price point, traditionally this sweater would probably retail for about $100, and on Quince, they're selling it for $49.90. Just really great prices. I love how transparent they are, and the product is so good. It feels so luxurious. So give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/Peyton for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Peyton to get free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/Peyton.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle.
Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're going to start with some of these. I think I've saved like six of them. Okay, so this first one, she says, I was on a date in Thailand, met this guy in a hostel. He was really nice. And when I first met him, he took me to a restaurant. We were eating dinner and the smell kept on lingering around our table and I didn't know what it was. I couldn't ask him and I asked him if he could smell it and he couldn't. I then noticed the smell was coming from his feet. He was wearing Birkenstocks. Turns out he had an infected toe and didn't want to get it checked out as he had a, quote, pain kink.
I'm sorry.
I got up and left.
If I can smell your infected toe,
oh my.
I'm telling everyone. I'm fucking taking a picture of it. I'm putting it on my Instagram story. That is not okay.
That is not okay. That is nasty, gnarly.
In a Birkenstock because of a pain kink. Like, is he getting off at sitting at dinner? That's also an infection.
And it's like, how
kink?
Can how is that a kink when it's just 24/7 all day, every day?
I don't know. He just likes to be in pain all day.
Yeah. What is he getting off doing it? That's
I
not
assume.
A kink. That's just like loving pain.
I don't know. That's just being like a sadist kind
smells
of.
Smells exactly. Are not okay with me.
No.
Meaning they are that. Not okay.
Here's the thing. Body smells are not okay with me, like in terms of regular
yeah.
BO,
yeah.
breath.
Right.
Yeah. But like an infection smell.
That's the body literally telling you, like, baby.
Like, you could die.
Yeah, we're rejecting this.
So anyway, has anyone had anything similar like that happen? Any smelly men in your life?
No.
No?
Honestly, no.
Well, she pulled anyone and got up and left.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Oh, my God. I feel so bad for her.
I'm sure when she even was typing the story, she could smell the smell. And mm-hmm. I'm so sorry for her.
I know, right? Like,
ooh, like rotting
gagging.
Flesh. Okay. Moving on.
Oh.
On one of our first dates, he asked about my dating history. This is a new guy, by the way. So she just starts. We're jumping right into this.
Okay.
This convo ended with him showing me a pic of his ex and saying, quote, she's hotter than you. I still dated him for 2 years after that. But in hindsight, what a red flag, right?
Okay, honestly,
2 years.
I understand, like, after hearing something like that, wanting to feel like validated by him after
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that's the craziest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, that's weird. That's like a really weird thing. Like, what was yeah. the context? Like, I want to hear more. Like, what was the conversation leading up to it? We don't have enough info here because he just
yeah.
said she's hot. I need the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I also think that's like an example of like having horrible rose-colored glasses on. Like, baby mm-hmm. girl, you didn't snap out of that for 2 years and realize that's the rudest thing you could say. Like, I bet he was one of those guys that just like liked putting girls down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
absolutely.
Got off on putting them in their place kind of thing. And
well,
like
possibly
belittling.
Still in love with his ex.
Right.
Which we know he lost her for whatever reason.
I have never showed
a picture.
No. No, that's like next level. I like to like reference an ex and be like, don't forget.
So when do y'all reference the ex? And dating, like, do you do it? I mean, I guess you could technically do it on the first date if it came up, like, as a quick
right,
reference
yeah.
or something. But when do y'all feel comfortable talking about exes or hearing about someone else's ex?
I want to hear everything about your ex. I want to see a photo. Mm-hmm. I want everything. Like, I want the full tea. I want to know why you guys broke up. I want to know not like about her, but about like the dynamic.
Yeah.
I'm super curious.
Well,
in
it
that
teaches
way.
You about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. My ex, I'll bring up whenever it's like relevant, but mm-hmm. I'm not too interested. And then also. If someone showed me a photo of their ex and was like, she's hotter than you, it doesn't matter what she looks like, I would say, I don't agree.
I would say that's subjective.
Yeah. Be like, oh, I don't agree.
And you would get up and leave.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
immediately.
So mean.
Yeah.
I would just, I feel like, you know how I am. I can't shut my mouth when it comes to like shitty men.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just be like, and this is why that's horrible. Like,
right.
I need to be more up and get up and leave. I'd literally just be
it would
like,
be a
you're
lesson.
Disgusting.
Oh my God.
Awful.
They would never hear that
look at you.
From you.
Yeah.
And why'd you lose her? Probably because you were a dickhead. That would just be me. Yeah, I feel like that's about right. I like to know stuff too, especially if I know the ex has been like gotten over or something, or if it was years ago. Right. I want to know all the information. I want to know times. I want to know places. I want to know why the breakup happened. I want to know what they learned in the relationship. I want to know what they looked like, because I just need context for like this person. You know what right. I mean? In a relationship.
Actually, I've still not seen a picture of my last ex's ex.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you curious?
Like, no, I think I'm kind of in the middle where I like to know a little, but I don't like to know too much, because then it just feels hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, like, if you're going to give details, I'm going to feel like I'm going to want to give details. And then we're going to be like one upping on the details.
Yeah.
And it just kind of gets like, ee.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I like to know. I like to just ask them how it ended, because whenever they're like, she was crazy, I'm like,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's all I needed to hear.
If a guy,
yeah. she probably wasn't.
Joe's exes, he's never said like any of them are crazy except for one from like way earlier in his life. And mm-hmm. he was like, I heard like multiple stories from like girls in their life at that right. time. And they're like, no, like that's for real.
Yeah.
So like he's never said that, thank God, because that's such a red flag to me when guys say
they're crazy.
She's crazy with no context.
It's just so much about you, how you yeah. think about your ex.
My last mm-hmm. ex would say that, and I would be like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But anytime I've been crazy in a relationship, you don't just fuck it. You're not just randomly fucking crazy.
No.
Normally you're led to be reactive, basically.
Well, you're like
and then they take it as crazy just because mm-hmm. you're reacting to something.
Well, it's something like, I feel like I've been around people in general, maybe not like men or like my exes, but people who make me be like, am I in the twilight zone?
Right.
Like, what is reality right now? Like,
right.
Are you okay? Like, liars. I got the compulsive liars make me feel like that.
Oh my God.
Like,
when you hear, you experience something with a compulsive liar and then you hear their version of the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So scary.
That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. This is about an ick. So don't be icked out by this.
Great.
I was asked out on a first date by a guy I didn't know at all. He suggested we go ice skating at this cute outdoor ice rink near where I lived. I'd always wanted to go ice skating there, so I said yes because I thought it'd be fun. When the day of the date came, we went to the ice rink, and that's when he disclosed to me that he'd never been ice skating before. We got on the ice, and he immediately started sliding around on his hands and knees.
No, no.
He couldn't get the hang of it, and because I didn't know him, I wasn't comfortable enough to hold on to him and help him learn. He kept asking me to, quote, take a lap, and I wouldn't make it back around, and he would still be on the ground.
No.
It was a major ick, and needless to say, there wasn't a second date.
Oh, that is, like, so precious, to be honest.
So sad.
It's, like, so vulnerable.
No.
And I can't think of anything more.
And him being like, wait, just take it a lap.
Literally.
Like, he can't even get up.
He can't even, like.
Like, you need to get off the ice. I'm, like, not even finding this funny. He needed to get off. Seriously.
He can't stand up. He'd just be on the ground. He'd have to slide himself.
No.
On the ground. On hands and knees all the way.
I feel like it probably says a lot about him that he could handle that and like still be like, no, go ahead, and not be like, ah. Because like men get fucking angry, scary when they get embarrassed. Maybe that's a good test.
Take him ice skating. Wait, so what are you guys' icks?
Oh, babe.
I have so
many. Do you have a few hours?
Yeah.
I have so many.
I don't know how not to be icked out. I feel like I can find any ick.
I'm very icked out by the way certain men walk. I hate the walking cadence, how they move, how they smell.
The hair on their body.
I love
everything.
Hair.
Everything.
My ick, I think, I don't like.
Men that think they're smarter than me.
I don't like hearing a mm-hmm. man talk about like, I don't know if I want to say this. Like, I don't know how to say this. I don't like hearing a man talking about money, whether it's good or bad.
Right.
I don't want to hear about it.
Right.
Like, I don't want to hear about, like, how the Ubers are surging right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine if they are.
Yeah,
it's fine if you don't want to get one. I don't want to hear, like, any, like,
things. Details.
I don't want to hear any details towards money. I don't know mm-hmm. why I have that, but if there's any.
Well, it makes you
thing,
stressed out.
Well,
probably.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know
like,
what I mean? You're like, oh, I'm not a burden.
Puts the stress on.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Like, I just want to. I want things to either be taken care of or not, but mm-hmm. I want it to be like smooth, and I don't mm-hmm. want to hear about.
We don't need to talk about it.
We don't need to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think okay. I honestly think my last bad date that we both were just like fighting and not feeling each other.
I'm almost positive he said something about the prices of the drinks. And I think that was like, oh, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, this is just bad vibes.
Because I'm just like, come on, bitch. Like, you're on a date and you're going to like make me feel like I'm not worth a $20 cocktail. Yeah. But that's what that's saying.
Yeah.
Basically, when you bring up money.
Yeah. And if you don't want to spend $20 on a drink, look at the price beforehand. Let's go to a different restaurant. Like, figure it out.
Need
so that...
Barney's Beanery, bitch. I'm not that pretentious.
Like, let's get a pitcher. Let's get a $10 pitcher from where, like, it's fine, but figure it out so I'm not in the details of like you figuring something out.
Yeah. I feel like that's an ick, but that's also like I don't know. It shows you someone's like character and who they are kind of.
Yeah. And their priorities.
They're gonna be in their life. You know what I mean? My icks are like shallow. Like a guy who goes to the gym too much.
Yeah.
Who doesn't get paid to go there. You know what I mean? It's not on purpose for work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, when I see a guy that's super cut, I am not turned on because I am thinking logistics wise. I'm going to be hungover. Mm-hmm. You're going to be getting out of bed at 8 a.m. to go on a run. No. I'm going to feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not going to want to cuddle or have morning sex. Like, we're not going to align.
Yeah. When I was single, I hooked up with this guy who was just like, how do I explain him? He was like, almost like American Psycho vibes. Like,
super clean.
And he's like so clean. Like, everything was perfectly like, the water was fancy, like it was like delivered water, and like there was like machines in his room to make you breathe better, and like he did all of the
bed was always called? Made. He had Egyptian cotton sheets.
It was so weird. It was like giving very much like CEO and gym bro vibes. Listens to the podcast about
how to be a billionaire, and it's like wake up every day at the same time,
at like 5 a.m. and like it's like so neurotic that I was just like, are you okay? To me, it was a red flag because I was just like, this is just grossing me out. Just can it be normal?
It's hard to see yourself in someone's life like that because they're already so structured that you're like, well, like, where the fuck do I fit?
Well, you're always optimizing. Like, you know, I love to optimize. And he's like a biohacker. Mm-hmm. Like constantly everything had to be like habit stacked and biohacked. I'm like, oh my God, can you just like, I love that for sometimes. And then sometimes we just like, relax.
Yeah. What if we slept in and like had coffee together
for one time, and we didn't talk about our big dreams and are really the way our relationship is going to work out when we don't have one?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, actually, my very first boyfriend, I will say the best thing that he ever did was, I remember when I first started dating him, I was 21. And I was like, I'm going to be married. We're just going to like, you know, I'm not going to work. I'm just going to like chill out. I was like, I think I was actually doing nothing. Like, I would just wait at his house for him to come home from work, whatever. And one day he took me to Sugarfish and he sat me down and he said, Iman, you have to have something in your life that you're passionate about. Like, what do you like to do? And my brain was racked because I was like, I like to hang out with my friends. Mm-hmm. And I don't, like, he literally, like, sat me down and was like, what do you like?
Yeah.
And he, like, actually mapped out, like, okay, you should be doing this, this, that. And that's genuinely like did, like, help me.
Right. It was, like, intervention.
He had an intervention with
me. Yeah,
yeah. And that's cute. That's so sweet.
Yeah, it was, like. Yeah, it was
instead of
was
like
good.
Being like, hey, I'm not attracted to you because you're being a piece of lazy shit. He was like, how can I help you?
You're always waiting
and
for me
I
when
don't
I get
know
home.
What I thought I was doing. It wasn't like I was just settling down before I had any.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's weird. I think that's how all of our heads were. Like we all thought that we like had needed to get married and just have babies.
So you're like playing
like,
the part.
I'm just
you were like
house.
That's like
it.
Literally the age that my parents got married. I think they got married at like 21 or 22.
Oh yeah, my mom had me at 21.
So obviously we thought that. I thought I was going to be like a late bloomer and like probably wait till 25.
I thought 26. I was like, wow, I'm really going to push the limits. 26.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Creating new paths for all you ladies out there.
Okay. I love that one. I think, I don't know if I would find that as an ick, the hands and knees on the ice. I think it might be endearing.
I know, right? It's like kind of melting my heart.
Yeah, yeah.
I like kind of like
but it's hilarious.
Well, that's true. Okay, but imagine having sex with him after that. That's where.
Well, no, we wouldn't have sex the same day.
Mm-hmm. No, but I mean, any time after. Do you not think you would just be like Raven style, like, watching him not be able to stand? It's kind of a fair ick, but it breaks my heart to hear that story because.
That sucks for him.
What a sweet man.
He was doing his best. Literally trying so hard.
Yeah.
Wish I had photos to accompany that. Okay. This is a short one. This boy shows up to a nice, in all caps, date in basketball shorts, a ripped t-shirt, baseball cap turned backwards, calf socks, and sandals. First thing he says to me is, oh, thank God you look better in person than in your pictures.
Well, first off, I was going to say hot to his outfit.
I knew you were going to say hot. I was thinking you were going to say
hot. Are you
hot.
Dating Adam Sandler? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's rude.
Mm-hmm. The outfit, I mean, a nice date. Like a nice
Yeah, no, that's date. That's not okay.
Mm-mm. I could see like we're going to In-N-Out the next day.
Right. You know have your mean? B-ball shorts on.
Yeah, yeah.
This one has me speechless. I have no comment. I don't know what I would do. I don't.
You would go better home. Than your pictures.
You would leave immediately.
I don't even think I would. Like I think
you
I would
know
be just
flabbergasted.
Yeah, like yeah.
I could see you asking questions. I think Iman, you're a person that like when something's going wrong, which just surprises me why you leave so much, because I feel like you're the person that's like you get so real about something and you're like, okay, so why do you act like this?
Well, I ask right. all the questions Explain. And then I leave.
Okay.
Because sometimes it. The justification makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So, context yeah. is so important. Like
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, oh my God, what about my photos different than in person? I'd hear about it. And then
yes.
usually the answers are not redeeming and they're even more disappointing. And then mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, perfect. Okay, I'm going to leave mm-hmm. now. But I like need to get. So I'm like, okay, show me this photo. What about this?
Yeah.
One
but
year?
not to be like, you don't want to know actually, like it won't affect you. I feel like you're just conducting research.
Yeah.
Like, about
know.
People in general.
Well, yeah. like 1 year I hung out with my ex-boyfriend for Valentine's Day. And
Standard
we went mm-hmm. through each other's hinges mm-hmm. and like fixed them for each other. He was like, this photo is not hot. You need mm-hmm. to do this. This photo. And I was like, thank you. And I got like 3 times the likes after that.
He was
I was like, okay, well, you're not going to attract the right type of girl if you're putting this foot. Mm-hmm. And it was like one of the best Valentine's Day mm-hmm. ever.
What mm-hmm. what a gift.
That's so
what
good.
A gift. What a Iman gift. Has a gift yeah. for hanging out with her exes.
Yeah.
A lot. Platonically.
Only one of them.
Yeah.
Only one of them.
Not really. Just one of them.
Yes.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, just one.
There's one.
Just one.
Okay, let's see. The next one. My worst date experience was when I started hooking up with this Green Beret guy. It's Army Special Forces, for anyone who doesn't know. Super hot, best sex I've ever had. And I just thought, there's no way this guy was single. He's 38, and I was 26 at the time. When I went to investigate, he didn't have any social media, so I made up my full mission to find him. Well, I ended up finding his wife. Turns out he was married with 4 kids. What are you doing in that situation?
Why are people getting married? Okay, this is a quick PSA. You do not have to get married. Mm-mm. That is not something that you have to do.
No.
That is a choice you make when you meet a person that you say, hey, I think I can see you growing with me, mm-hmm. letting me grow. I'm going to let you grow. We're going to evolve together. Stop marrying just to fucking marry.
Well, yeah. also further, the one child adding into the picture, let alone four. You're adding into the picture here. It doesn't also sound sometimes like someone who does things like this is necessarily intentional in the way of like my marriage and my kids and stuff
I know,
like that.
But that's what I'm saying is I think he probably just was like, oh, I met a girl mm-hmm. that wants to get married and I need to do that because I'm going to the Army and then we're just going to have kids. I feel like people do things blindly yeah. mm-hmm. these days without thinking because we're just told yeah. you go to college, you get married, you mm-hmm. have babies, you die.
Well, here's the thing also with the Green Beret stuff, the Special Forces.
What were you saying? Green Beret?
Green Beret. It's the Army Special Forces.
Have you ever heard of Cadet Kelly?
Yes.
That you just
put it all.
Exactly like that one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like Navy SEALs, but for the Army.
Okay.
And they're like, it's Special Forces to the point where they have all the excuses in the setup to be able to cheat. And they often, it's known, like they're kind of like athletes in a way, that they are like kind of known to cheat. So like they can't have their location services on. Because like they are literally not allowed to.
Right.
They don't usually have social media and stuff like that. They're not
they
really active on it.
They have to be secretive anyway with their yeah. job.
And like when they go somewhere, family. They don't tell their wife and children like where they're going. They're not a lot of times allowed to know. So like it's the perfect setup for like a cheating situation. Mm-hmm. So they end up doing it because of course how great they are on the battlefield and in scenarios like that doesn't really translate to how great of husbands that they are, if you can imagine.
Yeah.
If you can imagine that.
Which is like kind of fair because I think it would be hard to like have a relationship with someone like that,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't mean you cheat.
Yeah, I mean, that's insane. 4 kids. I cannot.
Once you get divorced.
Okay, so what would you guys feel if you found that?
4 kids and a wife?
Mm-hmm.
I would feel like gross and sad and I would literally be like, bro, what the fuck are you doing?
Would you talk to him about it?
Yes.
Okay.
Would yeah, I would like.
I would say, show me a photo of your kids right now and mm-hmm. I want to see them.
Name them all to me.
Name them all.
Okay.
I don't see these things are leaving me speechless. I don't I literally don't know what I would do.
I think my obsession these days is like creating things into lessons. Mm-hmm. I'm like trying to make men better than when I found them because I feel like I used to be annoyed that I was doing that, like dating these men and like making them so much better just to like give them to the next girl where they like who they haven't fucked over. But I think that's what we can do as females is teach the men that we're dating to be better. And so I think when we find ourselves in these scenarios, you are just like, hey, what the flying fuck? Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
And like, you know that this is a choice. You could leave and not hurt these people.
Would you ever tell the wife ever under any circumstances?
Oh, that's tough. I mean, I think I would give him a more stern talking to. I don't.
I think I would encourage him to. And then if I like it got to a place where like I knew he wasn't or something like that, because I do think some things like that, unfortunately, like if it never got physical and he got his shit together, maybe that was one little fucked up catalyst that made him get back in check or whatever, because I do think like it's. I'm scared of marriage because I can't imagine growing and staying with the person for that long. And because I feel like I go through so many phases. So I do feel like sometimes a little bit of like that is bound to happen just to kind of like put you back in check or like reprioritize or whatever. So, yeah, I guess like I would just encourage.
I think I would never speak to him again. I would just be like, I don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah. Let's leave the men better for the next women. And our
in
our
your
fellow
life,
peers.
I think he's a lost cause, to be honest, with the types I know about him. But maybe y'all are just nicer than me.
Well, yeah, I obviously wouldn't talk to him again. I'm not going to like be like still talking to him, but I would just be like, OK, this I think like, I would take it so seriously. Like I would actually have a really stern.
With him.
Yeah.
OK, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
All right, next one. I went on a trip with my ex-boyfriend and we ended up hooking up with another couple. It was the craziest thing I've ever done and probably the end of my relationship, TBH, but no regrets. The other couple was in their 40s with kids and we were 24. The guy couldn't believe it and kept saying how crazy it was to be with a 24-year-old. Literally so insane and 10 out of 10 recommend. Never spoke to them and breakfast at the resort was awkward. P.S. drugs and drinking were obviously involved.
Hot. Or that.
Or some. There's a lot going on.
That is a lot going on. She said that she thought it was going to be the end of her relationship.
She said it was with her ex. So she said, like, I feel like
it was
from
already
this vantage
towards the
point,
end.
I think that was like, you know, like the knife in the wood.
I would
say
be so scared to do. I feel like I'm too much of like an insecure attachment. Like, I don't know that I guess that just means I'm insecure maybe too, which I don't think I am, but I don't think I could ever see myself being in a place where I'm like, yeah, baby, rider.
Okay, I just don't. Two people is enough.
if I loved him.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be fun. To
You're
me
more,
personally.
Yes. Yeah.
But.
You could float the idea.
Yeah.
Kristen, I thought you would be more into floating that idea, but. I guess it actually makes sense. Like, I'm not a threesome person. Two people is good for me.
What's floating that idea?
Well, I wouldn't have a threesome.
Yeah, no, I would.
Okay.
I would, but it would be in the situation where she was, where like her relationship was kind of like donezo. Because mm-hmm. I think if I was trying to make it work with a person, I don't know that that would help.
Yeah.
But I'm down for the fun, mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Ames is like,
but maybe. I also don't want to, I don't want to see my man with another man.
Wait. Are they all engaging? I thought it was like side by side.
They don't have to, obviously.
It's a bunch of different scenarios could be going down.
Yeah, that is something that I would say I probably don't want to see that.
Because I feel like if you're doing a foursome, it's not just you two and the other two having sex. Like it feels more orgy vibes.
Right, exactly.
Like a bunch of people are participating.
Oh, I didn't think about that. I was just thinking like we're doing our thing, they're doing their thing. We're just all kind of in the same room. We're all being so fun. Champagne, woo! That's like, sounds like... What? That doesn't sound fun.
No, that sounds like not a foursome. Sounds like two people having sex next to each other.
Oh, foursome. Yeah, now I'm thinking about that. Yeah,
there's some other things going on, I'm sure.
Yeah,
well,
sounds fun. I say fucking do it. Also, to bring that up, mm-hmm. I've been hearing a lot about pegging saving relationships.
Okay.
And that's butt stuff?
What? That is, like pegging a man. That is, yeah, pegging your man. Mm-hmm. So my guy friend was telling me about his friend and his wife, and he was like, yeah, dude, like, sounds really weird, but we were going to therapy, and like, we were on the rocks and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, honestly, like, pegging saved us. And then I heard, it was like...
Put that on a shirt.
Literally, yeah. Pegging saved us. And then, it's like, obviously, I had follow-up questions. How did mm-hmm. we get there?
Yeah.
How is that saving
Sounds
things?
Like they need a course.
Did your communication change? Yeah. But then I heard another couple talking about it. I think it was like on a podcast or something. And I was like, oh, wait, this is actually a thing.
Okay, so is pegging when you just put something in someone's butt, or are you wearing a strap on?
I would
and
assume.
Pegging,
I think
like
it's
having sex with them.
Yeah. I think it's strap on. Wife. Pegging. Okay. Wife fucking husband with a strap on.
Okay.
Which obviously that is where the G-spot is for a male.
Yes,
so it's like a whole nother ball game, basically. But mm-hmm. then that opened up to the guy liking it so much and being like, am I gay? And he mm-hmm. like got on Grindr and was like, gonna fuck a man.
Well, maybe because it takes so much vulnerability. It like takes the relationship to another level. Because I feel like guys are so like stuck in their masculinity mm-hmm, and maybe it like unravels that and it has a new level.
That
well, it makes the woman
like,
be more powerful, quote unquote. You know what I mean? Like more in the masculine role, I guess.
That and maybe it just steps the sex up so it gets the man like mm-hmm. horned up again. I don't know.
More interested.
Why do I feel like middle-aged men are way sadder than middle-aged women? Like I feel like they have
are
less joy.
We can.
This segment?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know.
Am I saying horrible?
No. I'm just curious. Like
pegging?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
it's a relevant topic.
You want to save your marriage?
You want to save your marriage?
Let's peg.
Pegging.
Yeah.
I still don't. Pegging. I still think it might just be like putting something in someone's butt. Also, why don't you just like use a finger?
Well, that's
right. That's
kind of,
not really.
That's also like
that's
stimulating
just,
the same spot.
Yeah.
I don't know because I'm not.
I don't know.
Really,
I'd love to know the psychology behind it.
What are y'all willing to peg? Everyone's like, you might even have to answer if you don't want to answer.
I don't like.
Why did you say that?
I honestly don't like serving that masculine energy. I don't think. I think it would. I would just be like, am I a bro? Am I your bro?
Is this what bros do?
Is this my art? Are you my bro? Yeah, I think I would. Like, I feel like I don't have many things I wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
So
try.
I probably would try it, but mm-hmm. I don't know that I would like. Like serving that energy, like fucking my man from behind.
I won't like it.
Yeah, I think that would make me feel really gay in an interesting way.
Mm-hmm. In a way that you aren't right now. Okay, got it. Right now, but maybe later. I think we all know I'm not a threesome girl. I'm not a foursome girl. I'm probably not a strap-on person either. I just like to keep things simple.
Well, I'm not a threesome girl, but I'm more... Okay, so here's why I'd be more inclined to have more people than three, because I feel insecure that there's going to be a moment mm-hmm. okay, between two people that I'm not going to know what to do. I'm not going to know where to insert myself. I'm going to feel awkward.
Yeah, they're fucking
and I'm
going to
just
petting
their heads. Crumble. I'm going to. And that's like my worst fear about it. So I can't even put myself in that position because mm-hmm. it feels too weird to me.
Okay.
To not, there may even be 10 seconds. I don't know what to do.
So if there's more than that, you're
there
always
feels
involved.
Like more to do. And in practice, I don't know if I'd feel the same way, but
mm-hmm. in theory.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down for a threesome if I'm the one that they're like focused on. Like okay. It's like a couple and I'm like their third, you know?
That's a good place to be, I think, for a threesome.
Yeah,
I agree.
Because then you can also like get in and get out before anything bad happens.
Yeah, but then what if there's like this moment where they're like so into each other and it's like so intense and they're hooking up and then you're
I leave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
you're like, you're welcome.
I got this.
Yeah,
I'm called over.
I'm like, y'all got this now.
You guys are welcome for turning up.
You're welcome.
I gotta go.
Yeah.
Bye. Okay, last one. Hey, P, absolutely love the pod and all of your content. Thank you so much.
Thank you so crazy much.
That y'all don't tell me that all day, every day. I'm married to the most amazing man right now, but my worst date
Stop
happened.
Stop bragging.
We get it.
She wrote that herself.
Married
that
to wasn't the most part amazing of it. Man right now, but my worst date happened after a guy really talked up our first day and invited me to an expensive steakhouse. And before taking our order, the hostess brought us a bowl of fresh bread. Except little did I know that's the only thing I'd be having that night, because each time she came back to take her order, the guy kept speaking over me and saying, "We're good for right now." I should also mention he told her we'd both just be having water, which should have been my first sign. For almost an hour, he continued to dismiss the waitress and ask for more bread, and eventually told me he wasn't really hungry. I finally got up and left, completely mortified. Needless to say, never answered his calls again. All my love, S.
That is psycho.
Well, first of all, you know how I am about just like not being weird in situations like that, especially with the help where I'm like, I don't want to make anyone feel like I'm overly nice to help. Mm-hmm. I don't want to ever be like, when we do our dares, I can't do it because I'm like, but what if they're like offended?
Right.
Or, like, I could never, like when any kind of waiter or waitress comes over, I'm on my best behavior. Like I want to be the most... the favorite customer at the table.
I've seen that TikTok.
Yeah,
have you?
I'm like that. What
the friend
thinking?
That has to be the
yes.
favorite.
I'm like, okay, oh my god. But I don't like
in house,
that
house Sally and Charlie.
I'm not like trying to talk to them, but I'm just like well behaved. I'm saying thank you to everything. They're pouring the water. I'm saying thank you too much, honestly. Like you know when they like set everything like a knife and a fork,
they're
and
like,
you're
like shut
thank
up,
you.
Enjoy yourself.
Thank you. And I'm like trying to make sure. So this would be my worst nightmare to watch. I think you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it became like a funny joke between you and the waitress, where you're just like. Mm-hmm. I see
right,
this.
I would definitely make eyes at the waitress and be like, "Be like, you better fucking ask me directly and stop letting this man speak for me."
What would you do in this situation?
I would I would order a drink for sure.
Yeah,
I would probably not eat, but I would be like, "Okay, well, I didn't come to a restaurant to drink water and free bread
and have
That's
you talk
so
to me.
Rude.
Talk at me,
right?
What would you do?
I mean, I would just be like, hey, are you hungry? If he said no, I'd say, okay, I'm going to order something. I'm going to pay for it. Don't worry.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then I would order a drink and I would eat my food. And then I would talk a little bit, maybe make a couple jokes. I go home and never talk to him.
Maybe make a couple jokes. Maybe if he's lucky, he'll make a couple jokes.
Like, I just pay for it and go home, whatever.
Yeah, she said that's all she had was the bread and the water. And I also wonder if this is common because I've never even heard of that before.
I've never heard of that.
I feel like I have been on a date before where something similar has happened, but it wasn't with water. Like we were getting drinks, but I think that he, like I was definitely hungry, but he never asked me and would like try to dodge that. And I just kind of took it as like a money thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, if I'm not worth fucking food, I'm out.
Bitch. Yeah. Yeah. It just is not
hilarious.
You have to pay for these.
But also like you don't make a free. Different plan. Like don't ask me to go to a restaurant.
Right.
Especially a nice like steakhouse.
Let's do a picnic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do something else.
Right.
That's a PSA to men. If you're somewhere, if you're going on a date and you feel like you cannot afford the date you're promising, don't go on that date.
Or get creative.
Yes. Go do something else.
Right.
Museums generally are free.
Mm-hmm.
The park. Iman loves the park.
The beach.
I love the park.
She loves the park. Have you been going recently?
Well, no. And I'll tell you why. Because there's been rain. And so every time there's a sunny day, I know that there's been so many days of rain that it's going to be so much soil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I obviously have my waterproof park blanket, but I just don't want it to be like so Josh's face when I said that.
Unfortunately, I have one of those too.
I obviously have my water blanket, but like
my front yard. I
no,
keep fucking
this
up.
One I have is humongous and then it folds up and like it like,
and you've never brought
like
it to the park
small.
With me before.
Yeah. I have, it's the plaid one.
Oh, I have that one too. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, when it's muddy, it's like going to have dips in it, like from my knees and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to wait for it to be a little, it doesn't have to be, it could be damp, but I don't want it to be like muddy. So I'm a few days
we're not
out
there
from being
yet.
Able
we're,
to go.
We're still in the flood zone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The most wholesome thing you could ever imagine is me and Iman at the park.
Ugh,
just on a random.
So cute.
Iman will be like, I just got on my therapy call at the park and then I'll go over and meet her over there. And I'm just like,
so
look
cute.
At us.
Therapy at the park at is so good.
So
yeah,
good.
I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all my horrible dating stories. Is any?
Do you have any?
Do you have any horrible dating to share?
I feel like you don't have horrible dating stories. I just feel like you hate everyone you've ever been on a date with and they were horrible to you.
Yeah. Personally. Well, yeah, they were as like I thought they were horrible. They didn't do anything wrong necessarily.
Yeah. You just were like,
I was just bored, or like, I feel like we can only tell, like, I can tell in like 5 seconds if I'm going to be attracted to someone or not.
You also don't like, until Joe, you didn't like hooking up with the same person you were dating. You only hooking up with people and then like dating people.
Yeah, people.
Because the second she would hook up with them, she would be like, oh, I don't like you anymore. It. Yeah.
There was something about watch. Sometimes, I hate to say this, but sometimes watching a man have sex, even if it's with me, like objectively.
What do you mean,
if it's,
though? I know. I'm like are you?
If a man is having sex with me and I'm watching it, I can't believe I'm saying this on the mic. This is so annoying. I'm watching him do this. There's something about it sometimes where like, you know how like sometimes the way they do it, it's just like it gives
like
me the
way they move.
It's almost like it's too submissive to you.
No, even if it's like them, it just never feels, I guess maybe it's like the guys I've had sex with that aren't like, it's not like a natural chemistry.
Oh,
maybe
it's performative. It you feel like they're performative.
They feel very performative.
Got it.
Or they're like living out a fantasy and I'm like not a part, like I'm not involved. Like I'm not like, this is something that I'm also fantasizing about. It's just like performative and then also just uncomfortable to watch. And
that
I'm sitting there like,
that doesn't shock me that you would be so in your head during sex.
Yeah.
That you would just be like analyzing things.
Well, it's not even like analyzing. It's just like, what is happening right now? Like,
right.
Like even if I'm kind of enjoying myself or if I'm not enjoying myself, it's the same level of like, huh, that was an interesting like
face
thing
you
to
just
do.
Made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really like that. And then Joe was not like that at all, obviously.
No icks.
No icks.
That's good. That's true love.
No icks, really. But like also, I feel like when you get to a point with someone where you find almost something that someone would find an ick, endearing.
Yeah.
Like the ice skating situation. I
Joe
feel like.
Can Joe ice skate? Can you text him and ask him?
He's
if
not
he
allowed
ice skate?
To. He can't ice skate or roller skate.
But has he ever done it before?
I'm sure he has. But he can't like actually do it until he's done with baseball.
Let's imagine that he can't. And that's he would be literally sliding,
well,
slipping and sliding
is,
all over the place.
Instead of doing that, like one time we rented out a roller rink for my mom's birthday. And for some reason, Joe was in town. And so he was just on the roller rink, like with his shoes on. And that was him doing that, which could be like a little bit.
Okay, so I'm going to need. Okay, so explain that. So he was actually on the ice with his normal shoes
on.
No,
we were on a roller rink.
Oh,
regular
on the roller rink.
Yeah,
and he
was
just walking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was like, pull me. Like, be involved.
I see.
But there was like only my family members.
I see.
On the rink. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he's not allowed to do anything that would put him in a position of like, I need
being
to be
injured.
Helped right now.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll
so
force
doesn't
him to do activities.
Go, he doesn't want to like jump out of a plane.
He's.
Like,
I feel like he's like legally not allowed
mm-hmm.
if he wants to have like a salary,
mm-hmm.
which kind of sucks.
Makes
but,
sense though.
Like skiing, things like that.
My mom wouldn't let my dad
skydive.
Yeah. She did the second time, but the first she was like, I'm not raising four kids alone. And I was like, that
I
is.
Oh my God. Wait, I have the same thought process. Like if I had a bunch of kids, I wouldn't let my husband do something that like would there's a 1% chance would be inviting you to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he like did I think he did it behind her back or something finally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or he took out a new life insurance plan. I don't know.
He's like, this should cover it.
Because when we did do it, it was in Germany, which is probably the sketchiest place you could ever jump out of
maybe.
A plane. You can be 12 there and like jump out of a plane.
Huh. With a professional? Like, or by yourself? I'm assuming with a professional.
Both. The guy's kid there was like 12 going by himself. Because you only have to go like 8 times with a person there to go by yourself or something
that's
crazy.
So, I would never go by myself. There's no fucking way.
Oh, I would.
I also don't want to see you doing it by yourself at all.
Me neither.
I guess at this point in my life can't get over the fact that my mom was so young with me and my sister. She's 24 and she had us both and sent my dad off to war like 3 times and was like, bye. And then just like was with us. And she didn't seem like I was like, is she always putting on a brave face? But like she literally wasn't concerned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's got to be like some out of sight, out of mind shit.
I don't know. Like, I always thought that was kind of normal. And it took me a while to be like, because when I started dating Joe, I'm like, I have intrusive thoughts. I'm like, please don't go get in a car accident. And
right.
He's like, okay, what the fuck?
Like, I know. The second anyone starts like caring about someone, you're like, wait.
Please don't die.
You're going to die, aren't you?
Please don't die. And I just don't know how I would send someone into like a war zone for like months at a time and be like, okay.
I got the kids.
Yeah. Anyways, girls, let's go to lunch.
Yeah.
Let's go to the play place.
I guess maybe when it's like your normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's different.
Well, it was my normal and I'm not like that was how I grew up. Yeah. And then I was like, whoa, this is weird. After, my mom didn't grow up that way. Like, her dad was in the military.
Yeah.
She just was like 21 and got married and has a child with this person. And she's just like, doesn't give a fuck.
By the way, whatever. Shout out to your mom, because every time I make like a comment on one of your posts and it's like funny, mm-hmm. she always gets it in comments. Mm-hmm. I mean, and likes the comments.
Yes, yes.
She like always gets it.
Love that.
She, well, you and Brooks had an interesting, the best, what was it?
That
best
exchange. He called me his favorite sibling. On Instagram in front of like yeah, mm-hmm. in front of the world and like in with photos with his family. I wasn't in.
I wasn't in.
Obsessed, because I think he went to what was it prom?
Mm-hmm.
He went to prom. He had his date. He had photos with his family. I was like, looking good, B. Like, look good. He said, my favorite sibling.
She said it to me immediately.
She's crying.
One of my favorite things also is Iman trolling the people who follow me.
Mm-hmm.
So like something will happen, then she'll get in a full-fledged conversation, not trolling in like a bad way, but just like trolling. Like we talked about the would you rather.
Yeah.
Of the, you wear a fedora. What was the other one?
Fedora or every drink you drink has two drops of your enemy's pee in it. And this one girl was like, I can't wear a fedora, Iman. So then I don't know this girl. I screenshot her photo. I sent it to my friend who does graphic design. I said, can you Photoshop a fedora on this girl that I don't know? And my friend like was like, hey, I'm like on the train right now. I'm going back to Brooklyn. Perfect. I'll send it in 30 minutes. Perfect. She sent it back to me. I DM'd it to this girl. And I said, you don't look that bad in a fedora. Then she like sent me a photo of her.
I am crying with that.
And now we're friends.
Now you're friends.
Oh, yeah. That is pure.
She sent me the text of that, and it was like, she sent her a photo. Like, it was the whole process.
I was like, can you please wait right now? Can you please do a fedora on this girl? Please, 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 please.
It was the, you have to wear a fedora at all times.
Yeah.
Like
forever, rest of your life. Or, yeah.
Every drink you drink has two drops of your enemy's pee in it.
Who's my enemy? Society.
Men.
Did you guys have form spring?
What'd you say?
Did you guys have form spring?
Something no. like it, but I didn't do it.
Was form spring like Tumblr?
No. It's like people can send you anonymous messages. On it.
I didn't.
Like
from it's not what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah. Well, why?
Well, it's like when you're in high school, you have form spring, and like people can like, it's kind of like you have your own like Reddit. Like people send you stuff and it's anonymous, yeah. And they can either say good stuff or bad stuff.
Well, that's like the MySpace like truth box, or maybe it was on Facebook or something. There was like a truth box.
Yeah, that was dangerous.
I loved it.
That was like, yeah, I don't think that was like.
She's showing the fedora photo now. Yeah. Let me see.
She could totally pull it off.
What's funny is this is one of Kelsey and I's friends.
What?
Like, I recently went to go eat with her and her husband and me and Joe and Kelsey.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know her.
But yeah, Iman didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't
know
her.
So maybe if you comment back to Iman's comments on my photos, you will get some kind of
Should I do one of my would you rathers on here?
We can end with a would you rather. Yeah, that's Let's do it. Iman's would you rathers are diabolical. I can promise. I can't even answer it because it makes me so mad.
Oh, my God.
I'm scared.
They crack me up. Okay, wait. Would you rather kidnap a 70-year-old man in a wheelchair in broad daylight and hold him captive for 5 weeks? So, mind you, think about the background of this. So, he's in a wheelchair. So, there's care involved of, like, keeping mm-hmm. him
alive.
Coming
to my house.
You have to feed him. You have to, like, actually get the wheelchair into your car, whatever. Mm-hmm. Or your breast stinks for 5 years.
My breast stinks for 5 years.
I think the old man.
Because it's 5 weeks. Only 5 weeks. For
it's only
years.
5 weeks.
Are
and
you,
it's
are you like
what?
Immune to like not kidnapping charges? Because like what if you go to jail
you're
for
not,
more than 5 years?
You're immune from kidnapping. You just have to do the physical labor. Like you actually take this old man out for
and
5 weeks.
Traumatize
and
someone.
You also have to like feed him for 5 weeks. Yeah. Which is hard, but I don't want bad breath for
five yeah.
years.
And then the other one is, would you rather eat out Hillary Clinton or you have to text Mama misses her big daddy to your oldest first cousin and then sorry wrong text.
Oh my
Eat out,
God.
Hillary.
My oldest. Because
that's iconic to be
well,
like.
I have a first cousin. I've I don't have out. An oldest first cousin.
See, I do. And so I have a visual of like yeah. what that would be like. Yeah. And it's horrible. So I'm
okay,
eating
your
out
uncle.
Hillary Clinton
no,
and I'm telling
oh my
everyone.
God. Fuck, I don't know. That's one I can't. I can't
Hayden.
Answer it.
Oh, there's actually instructions. Because you know how I was saying I was going to make my Would You Rather book?
Mm-hmm.
The instructions are.
If they don't say.
If at any point in this game you say I'm not answering that, then you have to take a shot and everyone gets to jump you at the end of the night.
Fuck yeah.
You can
take
jump
a shot,
me
bitch.
And I'll take a
okay,
shot.
I'm going to curb stomp you. I hate when she says I'm not answering that. It makes me livid.
The literal not the point of the game.
It's Iman.
It just pisses me off.
The opposite
point of the game.
There's a rage that gets inside me. I hate it.
When we were texting the other day, I knew you were so mad that I wasn't answering.
I was so literally. Pain's always like, I'd rather die. That's the whole fucking point of the game. Why'd you even ask me to think of this? I spent all my fucking creative mind to think of this, and you're like, I'd literally rather die.
She's neither.
I don't want to do it. No one wants to do it.
Yeah, none of us.
She doesn't get the point of it.
She acts like if she answers, she has to do it. Like, she is going to be held at gunpoint.
You know what it is, though?
Hillary
there's so, it's like, listening to it to me is like, what's it called when you, masochism. Like, I hate the questions so much. Like, that's to see the anger I feel when the question is asked. So then I'm just like,
you have to choose.
I can't even think about it. Like, I blocked
the
image out of my
head. And you're like, I don't need more.
I'm too tired.
Yeah.
That's exactly why I don't play games, like when, like, drinking games, things like that. Cause I'm just like, I came here to have no thoughts.
Right.
And so the fact that I have to have thoughts or do anything, I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm not a game girl. Shit on Peyton for 5 minutes. The one redeeming quality about her is that if you're having a really wild night and, like, you're doing, like, fun stuff, she'll sponsor your drinks to, like, keep being entertained by you because she won't involve herself in your activities. But
instead of answering, or, like, sometimes if I don't want to partake in dares because it makes me uncomfortable and have anxiety, then I'll be like, listen, if I don't have to do it, I will buy everyone's drinks while we do this.
And everyone's like, that's fine. Perfect. And then we're all fine. But just talking about this, I want those chicken puff tacos from Thunderbird. Right
now.
We're all Thunderbird girlies. How much you guys want those with the hot sauce?
Oh.
You're looking at us like we're going to go.
Anyways.
I don't know.
Anyway.
All right. Well, that's the end of today's episode. Let me know what your would you rather answers are in a comments of an Instagram.
Oh, also, I have something to say to everyone.
Also,
another thing. Mm-hmm. Last time I came on Peyton's podcast.
This is a vulnerable moment.
Oh, you're going to keep that.
There was a Reddit hate thread that was made about me.
Because Iman checks my Reddit and it tells me the top level stuff.
Remember it verbatim. It said, for the love of God, please, Peyton, never invite Iman Gulo back on your podcast again. They were like, she's so annoying. And then the end said, anyone else agree? That is where I just me out. It's like, you fucking dumb bitch. Does anyone else agree?
Did anyone agree?
A lot. Like, there were at least 5 people that agreed that I was annoying. Yeah, if you can believe it.
And I believe I was called insufferable back in the day.
Yeah.
Peyton and I were known as insufferable. Mm-hmm. So
we were insufferable together.
And I'm just here to say, it's Black History Month, so you can't start a Reddit hate thread about me unless you're also black.
Yeah.
Or else.
Or
you
else.
Only, if you do it, you're not black.
We're
That's
checking.
Up.
We're
we
checking,
are checking location.
We're checking the location. We're gonna fucking find you.
We're gonna find you.
We're gonna figure it out.
Yeah,
and stop being jealous.
Yeah.
Well, you're jealous. If it's only 5 people, this podcast gets some listeners. That's it. You're doing good numbers.
Okay, but listen, someone heard that podcast, was so annoyed by me that they typed the "for the love of God," and then at the end they said, "Hey, anyone else?" They were trying to find a community. You're sick. You're sick. You are fucking sick. And I hate you.
I just think you just have too much time, maybe, on your hands. Maybe, like, go get a hobby or something.
And I think the people that have are doing Reddits have too much time.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. She has too much time.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, paint pottery or something that's fun.
Right.
Relaxing.
And they use my full name.
Get fucked. For sure, get fucked. If you're getting fucked, you're definitely not writing a ton on
Reddit. Exactly. If you are having good sex, you're not typing in www.reddit.com.
Nope.
Back.
I know what you mean, the little slash.
Peyton.
Yeah.
You're not. Pen.
So if you do it, we're all going to be embarrassed for you.
Yeah.
And we're sorry.
Actually, I've got her would you rather. Would you rather be a fucking loser and write on Reddit being mean, nasty comments to people that are funny, cute, and vulnerable? Or would you rather be an icon and a superstar?
I would totally be an icon and superstar.
Uh-huh. I would choose that one. I'll answer that one.
Anyone else agree? Does anyone else here agree?
All right.
There's no in between, baby.
Thank you guys for coming on.
Love
Please
you guys.
Just pimp out your social medias real quick.
At High End Hippie.
Mm-hmm.
At Iman Abdullah.
Gorgeous. All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Let's go to Thunderbird. Thank y'all so much for listening to today's episode. You can catch a new episode of Note to Self every Thursday. Please, please don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the good stuff. I always want to hear from you, so please leave a rating and review if you have a sec. Follow Note to Self on social for all the behind-the-scenes action and more info about the show at NTS by PS on Instagram and at Note to Self Pod on TikTok. And I'll talk to y'all next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.